Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And happy weekend, radio family, and welcome back. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. Time to engage in another great conversation with members of our Community Focus family. Cannot believe that we are just about at the end of the summer season, which typically means it's back to school time for a lot of our area kids, and that is going to be the focus of today's program. I'm happy to say I got some new members to add to the Community Focus family, and I'm really excited because this is actually going into the second year with Project Love, Start Fresh and Finish Strong. And that's a great way to jumpstart a new school year. Let me welcome, and in fact, partnering with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, I want to say good morning to three wonderful community-focused fans. Y'all family now. See how quick that goes. Here in the studio with me, Renee Vaughn, I have Portia Jones, who is also joined by Shawan Gabriel and Linwood Skinner. Family, good morning. How's everybody?
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Well, this is appropriate, Portia and Shawan. It is back to school time for a lot of our kids. They're probably not as excited as I'm sure most parents are to get the kids back in the classroom. But some kids, I know for me, when it was that time, I was excited because it was a chance to meet new teachers, make new friends, and the like. And so this is actually concentrated on elementary, middle, and even our high school students with a lot of fun activities, food, music, and family fun. Going into your second year, how excited are you to have an event that gets bigger and better every year?
Yeah, so certainly I think, thinking back on my childhood, I grew up by my grandparents. I always take the time to edify them, Dr. Madeline Scales and Robert Scales. Wow. And so the importance of community and love was so important to me growing up. And it's something that I want to give back to everyone that I can. Right. And so growing each year is very important, but also making sure that students have exactly what they need to start the school year. We believe that with that level of support, community, and love will help them throughout the school year, and hopefully they finish strong. So growth is a part of our process, and we're excited to scale and bring on different partners that can help us do that.
Excellent. And Shawan, you want to add anything to the conversation?
I totally agree with what she said. Being raised by my grandparents as well.
Yeah.
And I work with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. We know the importance of having that extra touch, that extra special boost, if you will. Portia said, you know, starting fresh and finishing strong. We're here to help support that in any way we can.
Absolutely. I think we're three for three because I was raised by a grandmother as well. And like you said, yeah, you just have, I don't know, it's just some kind of really special relationship with grandparents. And it's not to take away from not being raised by a traditional parent. But grandparents, they just give you that extra love and support that you need. Now, Portia, I think you and I have something in common because one thing I do want to mention before we give the particulars, the pickup location is going to be at Carver High School.
Absolutely.
Which is an alumni for both you and me. What year?
2002.
Okay, I'm 88, so I'm way older than you.
That's okay.
I love it. Yeah, so Carver Nation, I know we have a lot of alumni who listen to us here on our Odyssey station. So 545 Carver School Road in Winston-Salem, of course, is going to be the location. Just as an aside, and I didn't prepare you for this, Portia, but I just wanted to say, as alumni, what were some of the fondest memories for you being a student there?
Wow. you know, just thinking back to getting ready for like open house and what kind of outfit I would wear for open house.
Yes.
Getting ready for the first week of school. And that kind of led us to the opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to lay out my new school supplies, my new book bag,
a fresh
pair of shoes, an outfit, getting my hair done.
Right, right.
And so walking into the halls of Carver High School, there's so much history there.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I was there, the girls basketball team hadn't won a game in years.
Wow.
And so it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Coach Alfred Poe, who is one of my mentors, I love and adore him.
Yeah.
And so he was very hard on me. And so I think Carver High School was a place where it was a family.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers held us accountable. We had to learn our school alma mater, our
very
songs.
Much, right.
We went into the auditorium for a school plays or anything, and we had a level of respect for
absolutely.
Our school.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So many memories, but I was...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Say winning the state championship was very important. Seeing so many of my friends getting full scholarships to go to school.
Right.
So all of the things that made us who we are in the community, especially in East Winston, I think is built upon a place like Carver High School.
Absolutely. I love that trip down memory lane. For me, it was band. I had our band director, of course, the late, great, legendary Mr. Rudolph Valentino Boone, who lived to be 96, I believe. He passed away last year.
Mm-hmm.
But to have him and, like you said, so many of the legendary teachers who were part of that program, I remember, I don't know, was Mr. Tice still there?
Absolutely.
Okay, okay. Dee Moyer's mama.
Yes. I think
Miss
she was
Moyer.
The English teacher when I was there.
Yes, exactly. And the list can, you know, we can just go on and on and on. But you're right, the history... And you're talking about two or three, maybe even four generations of families, because Carver, of course, being a predominantly black school, but then when it integrated and we had even more students, and even at one time when Carver was just a two-year high school before, because by the time I got there in 84, they just became a four-year high school by the time I graduated. So, yeah, a lot of great memories. I didn't mean to get off subject,
but
you know, when I saw where the pickup location was going to be, I'm sorry, Shawan. We did not mean to exclude. Give a shout out to your high school if you'd like, sir.
North Mecklenburg Vikings.
There you go.
Oh,
wonderful.
God.
It's okay. We got to show some love. Linwood, you're over here supporting us. So tell us what school you would like to represent.
Representing R.J. Reynolds High School, class of 93.
Okay. Yeah. So we got, what was your mascot?
The Demons.
The Demons, that's right, in the house, yeah. So a lot of local history up here in the studio today. I love it. But back to the subject at hand, and thank you guys for letting me kind of go off on a little tangent there. Sure. But tell us a little bit about the history of Project Love. How did you come up with this particular organization?
Yeah, so before I go into that, just want to give a huge shout out to the leadership at Carver High School,
yes.
The current principal here.
Yes.
She is amazing, Dr. Maxwell, so thank you for allowing us to host our event at this location. So the history of Project Love, last year was our first year,
mm-hmm.
And so in the past, from a BOND standpoint, so BOND is our nonprofit. BOND is an acronym that stands for Building on New Development. And what we've always done is use basketball as a platform mm-hmm. to help kids goal set and learn how to make smart goals and
right.
Just kind of keep them on a certain pathway. And so each year, I usually adopt a family and try to help people get ready for back to school. And so last year, I decided to do a larger event,
mm-hmm.
and it actually grew much larger than I had planned for.
Right.
We ran out of items within like the first 30 or 45 minutes.
Wow.
And so this year, we wanted to do something bigger and better. Last year, our goal was to do 100 kids.
Mm-hmm.
This year, our goal was to do 300 kids.
Wow. Nice.
And so thankful enough, word of mouth is huge, we had to close registration about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So we did hit our mark with 300 pre-registered students.
Excellent.
So super excited about that opportunity. And so my team may hate me for this, but you know, if anybody hears this and still wants to come, I think we'll have additional items that we can always give
Excellent.
Away. We do not plan to turn anyone away, but we want to make sure that those who have pre-registered will get the items that they have pre-registered for. So very excited about that opportunity.
Excellent. And that ties in nicely. Let's go ahead and give the date, location, time of the event portion.
Absolutely. So the event will take place on August 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Carver High School. We'll be in the back part of the parking lot, and we'll be using the gymnasium. The great part about this is that we've also partnered with Corey Paul Hair Studio.
Yeah.
And so they will have a secondary event that will take place on August the 11th, which is the following day on a Sunday.
Right.
And so we have about 100 girls that pre-registered, and all of them will get their hair appointments on August 11th
at
Corey Paul
nice.
Studio.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
So two dates here, same
right, right.
opportunity,
mm-hmm.
but August 10th is where we'll give out the
kind of like two events in one, if you will.
There you
so
go.
To speak. Absolutely. And Radio Family, I was just telling Portia, and for many of you who know her, she has that banging signature pixie cut, which I love. I used to wear my hair very short like yours back in the day. So
wonderful,
shout out to Corey. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have to come back.
Big shout out to Corey.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Where did your love, particularly Portia, for sports come in for you personally? Because many people affiliate you with being the basketball legend that you are.
Totally. I wouldn't say I'm a legend just yet.
Well, we're going to put it in there anyway.
I am definitely working on it. I would say just growing up, I grew up in Northwood Estates, as I mentioned, raised by my grandparents.
Yeah.
And I only had male friends. I was the tomboy in the community.
Yeah.
And I started playing at the YMCAs, at the Parks and Rec Centers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just challenged playing throw up tackle and rollerbat.
Right.
And everything that you can think of that is not girly is what I was a part of. And
right.
I think it laid the foundation for me to be competitive
mm-hmm.
and not back down and have a level of confidence that I think helped me to be a pretty talented athlete. So.
There you go. And from Carver High School, you went where?
I got a full scholarship to Wake Forest. So
oh, great.
Go Deeks.
There you go. That's right. Absolutely. And how do you feel personally being a former player, or you may still have a pickup game or two left
Absolutely
in you on
not.
The side?
Absolutely
no,
not.
No, those days are really over.
It's dead.
Yeah, okay. But that's okay. We have memories. We have memories. But to see how much, particularly with female sports, that has excelled,
mm-hmm.
when we look at the WNBA and how it has really exploded, and to see the talent of a lot of female athletes, that's got to make you personally feel like it's a great feeling to see
man.
How young girls.
Certainly, certainly. I think back at some of my college games.
Yeah.
The arena may have been very, very empty on some games.
Yeah.
And now to see the type of support for women's
mm-hmm.
sports, not just basketball.
Right.
Just all around
mm-hmm.
to have the level of equity that
Absolutely.
Has been very much needed over time. So it's exciting to see it in my lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just hope it just continues to grow.
Absolutely. And I think it coincides nicely because we're in the midst of the Paris Olympics, mm-hmm. and we're seeing history being made there as well. Absolutely. With all athletes, like you said, male or female. So that's really great. But let's get back to this wonderful back to school event. And I got one more question to ask before we go to break. Is this event free to the community, pre-registration, or is it open to the public?
So it is free. There is no funds, nothing that is needed. Everything has been either purchased or donated.
Great.
And so we did have the 300 children that needed to be pre-registered, so that is now closed.
Great.
But it is still open to the community and the public. My hope is that we'll have additional supplies and book bags,
okay,
that nobody
great.
Will walk away
Wonderful.
And not have something.
Okay. Now, what about volunteerism? Do you still need volunteers? And if not for this year, going into next year?
Plenty. We need plenty of volunteers. Right. We're excited to lock arms with groups like Big Brother, Big Sister. We have some support from the Alphas here in the local chapter. A local nursing sorority, Chi 8 of Phi, is supporting us as well.
Okay.
So any way that you can volunteer your time, energy, money, or resources,
mm-hmm.
Please feel free to do so. I can kind of share an email address.
Sure, please do.
So sure, if you want to be a part of this event and volunteer or possibly be a vendor, you can email me at PorshaJones01@gmail.com. That's PORSCHEJONES, the number zero, the number one, at gmail.com.
Excellent. You weren't by chance named after the car, were you? Do you
absolutely.
Get that? Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You name get that all
spell.
The time.
Absolutely. That's a different story for a different day,
different
but
day.
I'm thankful that my father did something right.
I love it. Well, love having you guys on board. We do have part two of the program and the show coming up, so we're going to talk a little bit more and get out more information about the Back to School Project, with Project Love, I should say, partnering with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but new family,
new
the
family.
Official guys. Thank you very much. You're
Thank
so welcome.
You.
We have Portia Jones in the house, along with Shawan Gabriel, Linwood Skinner, and me. I'm here with you every weekend, Radio Family. I don't know if that's good, bad, or otherwise, but you are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. We'll be back right after this break. Good morning, Radio Family. Happy weekend. Back once again to talk about good people doing good things in our community. Welcoming you to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Glad to have your company here on our Odyssey stations, and glad to have the newest members of our Community Focus family joining us. It just grows. I love it. Representing Project Love, Start Fresh, Finish Strong. It is the Back to School Drive for elementary, middle, and high school students. And Project Love is actually partnering with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I want to welcome Portia Jones, Shawan Gabriel, Linwood Skinner to the program. And family, nice to have you here. Thank you so much for the great company.
Wonderful to be here.
You're so welcome. So when it comes to, and is can you believe it's almost that time, where is 2024 going?
Right.
Because it was just January, and now we're getting the kids ready to head back to school. So it is a huge time. We wanted to share that the event is going to be August 10th, just around the corner, starting at 10 o'clock. It's going to be at a very familiar location for most of you Radio Family. And in fact, we may have some Carver High School alumni listening to us this morning. So it's going to be at Carver High School at 3545 Carver School Road, of course, in Winston-Salem. Portia and Shawan, let me ask you this. What can families expect or the services that are being offered?
Yeah, so there's plenty of back-to-school events.
Yeah.
I think what makes this special with the connection from Bond and Big Brother, Big Sister, we want every child to walk away with a book bag full of school supplies, a pair of shoes,
mm-hmm.
an outfit, and just a lot of support and love. And so we want them to go to their first day, first week of school, feeling
right.
like they are the most confident that they have ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And so as it relates to services, we'll have Novant Health's mobile cruiser will be present, offering free health screenings for adults.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have different vendors that will be giving out supplies as well.
Great.
And something I think is very important, something I grew up going to was church.
Yeah.
Right. And so we'll have a tent present with ministers, local ministers, that will be offering prayer for families to start their school year off on a positive note. And then we'll have Big Brother, Big Sister. They'll have some information there as well. So,
yeah. Shawan, talk a little bit about this great partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, with Project Love. How did you guys get together to do this?
So there's a longstanding partnership with Team Bond and the work that the Bond Foundation is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Portia's great. You mentioned Legend earlier.
Yes.
She won't say
Thank
it,
you for
but,
that.
Yeah,
Thank you.
That.
Right. But we'll
but
say it on her
you,
behalf.
She's legend status. But Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you know, at being a part of this means, you know, gives us an opportunity to, again, help the kids start strong, as we
right.
said.
Yeah.
But we want them to also feel empowered throughout the year.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, our services, our mentoring services throughout Winston-Salem and Forsyth County Schools helps to nourish and strengthen those children in ways
Absolutely.
Outside of the classroom.
Right, right.
So we're thankful to continue this partnership with Portia in this way.
Absolutely. Now, Shawan, Portia, and Lynn Wood, who is our supporting section here in the program, when we talk about the school supplies, and I think we all are relatively maybe around the same age, some of us a little older than others, but nonetheless, when I think back to the time when we all were in school, because technology obviously has changed quite a bit. You know, back in the day for us, it was a pencil and notebook paper. You know, it wasn't, we didn't have laptops, mm-hmm. MP3s and all this Instagram and you know, TikTok especially. Mm-hmm. But when I think about how much that technology has advanced in where we see kids as far as the learning process, a lot has changed. But this generation, and I think with every upcoming generation, including ours, it just amazes me mm-hmm. how brilliant our young ones are. They just figure out stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know if you guys are parents. I'm not as of yet, but I mean, I've been around young people enough to know and to be fascinated how they just grab on to and instantaneously
Absolutely.
can I mean a 3-year-old can operate a tablet better than I can, and I'm 54.
Really,
it is unbelievable. How do you guys feel about that when you see young ones, and especially how excited when they do get those needed supplies?
Yeah, so last year was an eye-opener for us. Mm-hmm. There were so many smiles. There were a lot of tears.
Yeah.
Just a lot of thankfulness. And I think being able to get love and family support outside of what these children may see every mm-hmm. single day is very
right.
important. And I think it's important for them to know that they have community.
Absolutely.
Maybe we aren't giving away iPads just yet.
No.
But that
no.
could be in the future.
Exactly, down
right?
the road, right.
But to see the excitement that they have, to know that they have a level of support from mm-hmm. someone that they may not even know.
Absolutely.
I think it's important for them to stay encouraged and to
yeah.
believe that they can be the best young person that they can be.
Now, this is just an aside. So the other day I was doing a little bit of house cleaning, and you know how you always come across a little something, and you're like, oh, I forgot I had this. Mm-hmm. Either one of you remember Trapper Keepers?
Absolutely.
You do remember?
Absolutely.
Now, that may be some of you radio family and nodding your heads mm-hmm. and saying, I'm really giving my age. That's old school, but I told it anyway. So nonetheless, what does Big Brother, Big Sister, Shawan, I'm going to address this question to you in terms of supporting families throughout the school year?
So, again, back to the point of having these kids start fresh, what we strive to do is have ongoing support for parents
mm-hmm.
in terms of our ongoing training. We
yeah.
offer, we have our mentoring center, let me plug that real quick, at 200 South Marshall Street in Winston-Salem, where we have ongoing parent support and trainings,
right.
activities for kids geared towards
yeah.
social-emotional growth. That, again, having those school supplies, having those clothes, and starting fresh, it
Absolutely.
Means a whole lot.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? And so having a space that they can come and be safe and be free throughout the school year,
right.
throughout the year, outside mm-hmm. of a traditional school setting is what we strive to do.
And I'm glad you mentioned that point, because that first day is so important when we reflect back to how it was for us when we started school, because we used to have, I'm sure many of you remember those parent-teacher conferences mm-hmm. and teachers having an opportunity to be in a one-on-one conversation with our moms and dads, and then having the opportunity, of course, that when you walk in, the excitement of knowing who's going to be there, mm-hmm. who you end up bonding with and having those lasting friendships. And even for a lot of us, we develop those relationships and why we have the favorite teachers that we have. And I mean teachers, and not to say that they're not as dedicated now, but I think about for us, how those teachers really were, like you mentioned earlier, Portia, the stepping stone for us being able to do what we do in our respective jobs for a living and to give back, you know, for our own children or for the children of our community
Absolutely.
As a whole.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, you know, and again, with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Lynn Wood, he's modest, but he leads a group of mentors in our school system.
Yeah.
And we hear those type of stories all the time. But
yeah.
being able to empower parents to
right.
ask the question that they don't necessarily know how to ask
mm-hmm, exactly.
or who to ask.
Right.
His team is geared toward, hey, look, Let's give those parents, you know, that ability to find their voice. And Big Brothers Big Sisters aims to continue to ignite that potential, and not just the children, but in the family, so that we can help transform the community.
Absolutely. Now, did either one of you go through the program with Big Brothers Big Sisters? How did your affiliation come about, Shawn?
So I grew up down in the Charlotte area.
Right.
My cousin actually had a big brother. Okay. I never got a big brother.
Yeah.
But I started working with Big Brothers Big Sisters back in 2001.
So
I've been
around
a long time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And had two little brothers in the program. And
great.
Several.
Yeah.
Linwood's actually matched right now as well.
Oh, very
but
good.
Very close to the program, very close to the mission, and truly believe in what we do.
All right, Linwood. See, he set you up there, so you're going to have to grab that mic now.
All right. And
share me with the backstory on that. I love that.
Okay. So, employed with Big Brothers Big Sisters, I'm fairly new, about a year and a couple months now.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came on to Big Brothers Big Sisters, I saw the need
for
volunteers and mentors, and so I asked the question, hey, I know I'm employed here, can I be a big brother?
Right.
And so the opportunity presented itself, and so I've been matched with my mentee, or my little, for a little over 7-8 months now.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want to give him a shout out?
Jordan.
I love it.
Jordan.
Hey, Jordan. I love it. And I love the fact, too, because Linwood and Shawn, the importance, especially for a lot of our young black boys, and to give them the positivity and encouragement that sadly we don't see very much in society, especially as it relates to all the images in media. And just all of the negativity, it's always great. And that's what I always appreciate about you as family to this public affairs program, because that's the highlight of what I love to do. It puts me in contact with family like yourselves and the great things that all of us are doing to uplift and upbuild one another. And so grateful that we have programs like that with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Project Love. So just keep doing what you're doing, fellas. I love it. I love it. Why is it important to be present for this back-to-school event? And anybody can respond to that question.
I'll answer that.
Sure.
I think there was a word that was thrown out earlier, confidence.
Yeah.
I think that the first day of school sets the tone for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you walk into that school with that confidence that this partnership and this event is going to provide. It's going to provide these youth with the confidence of walking in that first day and knowing that, hey, I can succeed.
Yeah.
I can overcome whatever the roadblock that I have in front of me.
Nice.
And it's going to be a great school.
Absolutely. Year. I love that. I love that. Shawn.
I echo Linwood's words. You know, helping to provide those children with a sense of future, a sense of belonging, that confidence that he just mentioned, it propels them into a whole new world,
right?
Outside of what they're maybe normally exposed to, but providing that sense of support that they have somebody there that has their back, right? And you mentioned again having the opportunity to see folks that look like them. That are in a positive light.
Absolutely.
It helps transform lives.
I'm glad you mentioned that's a very, look at what you did there, Shawn, because I was thinking too, when we talk about, especially the teachers and the instructors, because a lot of times there aren't as many, if you will, role models that the kids can look up to, especially for our young black boys and black girls, because especially, and I did not realize this, and I don't have the research or the numbers on it, but there seems to be quite a shortage with black male teachers, especially in the classroom. We know that there are a lot of them. They're just not here in this general area. But thankfully, when we do have kids that want to get into education and they want to become those teachers, those are the ones that we can look forward to. And these are our kids who are starting, you know, that very first day, who can travel down that path and become those future teachers that we're looking for.
Yeah, and I think, you know, growing up, we mentioned our schools earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had one black male teacher throughout, you know, my high school and elementary school days. We all played sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as Portia mentioned earlier, Bond and the Bond group uses basketball as the conduit to help expose them to those positive role models.
Yeah, yeah.
And we like to think that is that is a great avenue. Mm-hmm. But that's, everybody's not going pro, and we get exactly, that, but right. That's not what it's about, right?
Exactly.
It's building on new development.
Yeah.
And that new development is about the mentors that we provide, the programs that we provide, and those activities to support families.
Absolutely. How can we as a community continue to assist this great event? Which, by the way, if you didn't hear us earlier mention this, Radio Family, this back-to-school drive is going into its second exciting year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I mean, ways to stay connected. We do have some Instagram presence, but the easiest way is to shoot us that email.
Okay.
So a direct email to myself would be the best way to stay in contact, and that's the PorshaJones01@gmail.com. Okay. And so very excited for any particular volunteers or anybody who wants to donate any new or gently worn items.
Okay.
So we definitely vet through the items that are donated to ensure that it is top notch for the students who will be a part of the process. But yeah, you can shoot me an email. I'll be happy to assist.
Okay. Now, for some who may be a little more old school, can they still do it the old fashioned way and call you or contact you by a number?
Yep. So the number is there.
And sure. Yep. Which is 1-336. Mm-hmm. It is 575-8144. Mm-hmm. Or they can reach out at 336-773-9160. And we'll repeat those numbers too.
You got
it. Yeah, absolutely. I love the fact that this is going into the second year. Let's kind of forward think a little bit. Let's just say 5 years from now, what are some of the things that if you have not accomplished through this wonderful program or through this event that you would like to see happen in future?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I was just thinking about this maybe a week ago.
Okay.
So first year we had a target for 100.
Mm-hmm.
Second year we had a target for 300.
Yeah.
I think in the next year or two, our target will be 500.
Nice.
And so I think up until this point, the relationships I've built have been more personal relationships,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but I think there's an opportunity to knock on some of the doors from a corporate standpoint to ensure that we're getting a level of support for technological items that can be donated, and so different things that can support the family over time. But I just see this growing.
Absolutely.
I think, like I said earlier, there's a lot of back-to-school events. Mm-hmm. I think you do an amazing job of doing these types of events the first part of the school year.
Yeah.
But I think an ongoing process and with the partnership of a Big mm-hmm. Brother, Big Sister, we want a continual effort with these families.
Right.
And so we have some work to do to kind of outline what that may look like.
Right.
But obviously with the families that are registered, we have their information. Mm-hmm. We have data now.
Great.
When they register, we know their address, their zip code. So mm-hmm. we have an understanding of maybe what schools they may be attending.
Right.
So I think there is a onward approach. And I think we can dream as big as we want to dream. And I think the next step is to kind of knock on the doors of some of our healthcare systems
from a
corporate standpoint.
I like that because now you got my wheels spinning in my brain. And I'm thinking how for someone who is affiliated with a major corporation or business, because what I am seeing through those partnerships are these same businesses that can allow kids to come and do internships,
mm-hmm.
can allow the kids to come in places like a radio station and shadow
mm-hmm.
A broadcaster or a newscaster or whatever that line of work is, especially with our high school students, because we know the next major step for a lot of them is basically one or two things. They go off to a major college or a technical school of some sort so they can hone in on what they decide that they want to do for a living.
Sure.
So that's really a great stepping stone. So maybe we can have those future businesses that are listening to this program that can reach out to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would love that. I think there's things that I was exposed to at a young age.
Yeah.
I was exposed to a level of excellence,
mm-hmm.
and I think that helped me to navigate my pathway. So
right.
I think being able to create those partnerships will be important for our next
Absolutely.
Generation.
Absolutely. Radio Family, let me welcome those of you who just may be joining us, the weekend edition of Community Focus. This is a favorite part of my program for the weekend, as if I haven't told you that hundreds of times. I love a public affairs show that addresses the needs of our community, and I especially, Radio Family, appreciate your listenership here on our Odyssey stations. I have wonderful family this weekend in Portia Jones, as well as Shawan Gabriel and Lidwin Skinnard. We're talking about a great partnership between Project Love. Actually, this is the Bond Love Day, and Big Brothers, Big Sisters their back-to-school event that is going to be August 10th, 10 to 3. The pickup location, and the actual location of the event itself, is Carver High School at 3545 Carver School Row. We've been giving shout-outs to many, and we want to say not only food, music, family, fun. Well, food does serve as fuel. I think I was trying to get the two words out at the same time. This is what happens when you talk too fast. Renee, just slow down. Okay. Supporting this year 300-plus families. And, of course, hairstyles and fresh cuts by none other than, and I'll let you say the name, Portia.
Corey Paul Hair That's Studio. Right.
Absolutely. And so, Radio Family, we want you in the house again August 10th from 10 to 3 p.m. New or gently used clothing. And, of course, the registration, all the families have basically been contacted. But the role of volunteerism is still very much important. And not just with Project Love, but also with Big Brothers Big Sisters as well. Now, how can someone, if they do want to volunteer through Big Brothers Big Sisters, contact you?
The best way to get in touch with us is via our website. That's www.bbbsnc.org. That's the best way. Now, again, we love having visitors, so please visit our mentoring center.
Yes.
At 200 South Marshall Street in Winston-Salem.
Great. And you get to meet great folk like yourself, Shawan, and Linwood as well. Fabulous. Guys, in the remaining men and gal, please forgive me, that we have on the program, is there anything that I failed to ask or you would like to bring to the conversation today?
Well, I'll add just when we talk about the future and what this can look like, we really want to involve the parents again in what this looks like for the school year.
Absolutely.
And we, meaning Big Brothers Big Sisters, want to be a part of what that can look like. So when they come and they start fresh, we really, really want them to be able to finish strong. And what we mean by that is empowering parents to be better advocates and better educated on how to support their students in their educational quest.
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that, Shawan, because the importance of, and it's not to take away from what my family could do, but anytime I had those math questions, it was always like, ask your teacher, you know, because we had that new school math as opposed to the old school math that they went through. But it's a totally different ball game now. I mean, parents can learn so much. And there's so much assistance, not only from the teachers, but various programs that can help them so they can reach out to their kids. Yeah, yeah. Linwood or Portia, any closing thoughts you'd like to add?
Yeah, just thankful for the opportunity to share. I think being able to lead with love is a part of what Project Love means. And so being able to give back, and there are so many people who are struggling in different ways.
Yeah.
Inflation, financial strain.
Absolutely.
I'm sure a pair of shoes right now is probably above most people's budget.
Right.
And so to have an opportunity for us to give back in ways that was given unto us, we just want to continue to pay it forward, and we do this by Project Love.
Fabulous. Give us your contact information again, your email address.
Yep. So you can contact me via email at PorshaJones01@gmail.com. That's P-O-R-S-C-H-E. J-O-N-E-S, the number 0, the number 1, at gmail.com.
Okay, and Radio Family 2 contact numbers that you can call, both area code 336, there's 575-8144 or 773-9160. Thank you, family.
Thank you.
It has been a pleasure. Listen, you know, or you may not know, because this is our first time together. On this show, we don't have any goodbyes. I don't believe they're too permanent. So just until next time, this is your home away from home. So anything through either Big Brothers or Big Sisters or Project Love that you have going forward, even though 2024 is flying by rather fast, we still have a couple more months before we ring in a new year. Just stay in contact with me because I would love to have you back on the show. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you, Radio Family. Always appreciate you. You know that. So in parting, no goodbyes indeed. Until next time, stay safe, stay cool, because it's still hot. Oh, boy, is it hot. But we love your company and the good things you're doing in our communities. Keep up the great work. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. On behalf of myself, Renee Vaughn, as well as Portia Jones. Also joining me this morning, Shawan Gabriel and Linwood Skinner, and you. So until that next time, everyone take care.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.